ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. الحمد لله. We praise Allah and we seek His assistance and we seek His forgiveness. And we seek refuge in Allah from the evil within ourselves and from our bad deeds. Whoever Allah guides, there is none that can lead him astray. And whoever is led astray, then there is no guide for him. I bear witness that no God has the right to be worshipped other than Allah. He is alone and has no partners. And I bear witness that Muhammad is his slave and his messenger. O you who believe, fear Allah as you ought to be feared and don't die except as Muslims. O humanity, fear your Lord who has created you from a single soul and created from it its mate and scattered from them too many men and women. And fear Allah to whom you demand your mutual rights. And don't cut off relations with the wombs that bore you. Indeed, Allah is a raqib over you. O you who believe, fear Allah and say that which is correct, in order that He may accept from you your deeds and forgive you of your sins. And whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger has achieved the greatest achievement. Amma ba'du, certainly the most truthful speech is the Book of Allah. And the finest guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the most evil of affairs are newly invented matters in this deen. And every newly invented matter in this deen is a bid'ah. And every bid'ah is a strain. And every strain is in the hellfire. Brothers and sisters in Islam, listen to some of the ahkam that we find in the Quran as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us this verdict that will benefit us and our lives in general and specifically in this summertime weather. As Allah tabarak wa ta'ala tells us, وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا الزِّنَا إِنَّهُ كَانَ فَاحِشَةً وَسَاءَ سَبِيلًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, do not go near zina. Indeed, it is an evil characteristic or an evil part of your character and an evil way. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prohibits the believers and humanity from going near zina. And zina, as we know it, is fornication and adultery. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went on to explain it a little more clearly to us. As he says in this hadith collected by Imam al-Bukhari in Imam Muslim, he says sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, كتب على ابن آدم نصيبه من الزنا مدرك ذلك لا محالة العينان زناهما النظر والأذنان زناهما الاستماع واللسان زناه الكلام واليد زناها البطش والرجل زناها الخطاء والقلب يهوى ويتمنى وَيُصَدِّقُ ذَلِكَ الْفَرْجُ أَوْ يُكَذِّبُهُ. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that all of the children of Adam, all of humanity has their portion of zina written for them. They will fall into it and there's no escape from it. They will fall into it and there's no escape from it. He says sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the two eyes commit zina, and the eyes committing zina is the looking. And the two ears commit zina, and their zina is the listening. And the tongue commits zina, and its zina is the speech. And the hand commits zina, and its zina is the touch. And the feet commit zina, and its zina is walking. The heart desires to perform that zina. And the private parts will either confirm it or deny it. The Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam in this authentic hadith is showing us zina in its broader context. And that we understand this Quran with the understanding of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who has been entrusted with the explanation of the Quran, as Allah tabarak wa ta'ala tells us, وَأَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ الذِّكْرِ لِتُبَيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ مَا نُزِّلَ إِلَيْهِمْ. As Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, and we have revealed to you the dhikr, the revelation, the Quran, so that you can explain to humanity what has been revealed to them. The Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, he is explaining to us in this hadith that this zina, or this fornication and adultery, it can start with the eyes. And looking is zina. As the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam explained in this hadith of that ayat, and Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, he commands us in the Quran, كُلِّ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُضُّوا مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ وَيَحْفَظُوا فُرُوجَهُمْ ذَلِكَ أَزْكَى لَهُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا يَصْنَعُونَ وَقُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنَاتِ يَغْضُضْنَ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِنَّ وَيَحْفَظْنَ فُرُوجَهُنَّ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and say to the believing men, and I'm saying to you today, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us to say to the believing men, lower your gaze and guard your private parts. This is more pure for you, and indeed Allah is khabir of what you do. Allah is all aware of what you do. And say to the believing women, lower your gaze and guide your private parts. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us in the Quran to lower our gazes, not to look at the haram, not to look at the haram. And some of the people, they make mockery of this deen of al-Islam by saying, are you telling us to walk with our eyes on the ground, or to drive the car looking down at the steering wheel until we crash? Or either they're ignorant of the understanding of this ayah where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands them to lower the gaze. And both of them are evil characteristics or bad characteristics or fault for a person to make mockery of this deen, which is kufr, or just to be simply ignorant of the verses of the Qur'an. The Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam in this hadith collected by Abu Dawood, when he was asked by the companion Jarir radiallahu anhu, قال سألت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عن النظر فجأة فقال صلى الله عليه وسلم اصرف بصرك. جرير رضي الله تعالى عنه, he said that I asked the Messenger of Allah عليه الصلاة والسلام, suppose I get a look accidentally, what about that? And the Messenger of Allah عليه الصلاة والسلام, he said, turn your head away, turn your eyesight away. Here the Messenger of Allah عليه الصلاة والسلام is explaining, yes, Allah commands us to lower our gaze and not to look at the haram. And if we accidentally happen to look in order to keep ourselves from crashing into something, then we're to turn our heads away from the haram, as the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained. It's haram for us to look at these women, whether we look at them on the TV set, whether we look at them in the newspaper or the magazine, whether we see them in our workplace or on the streets, it's haram for us to look. And this is the same thing for the women, to be looking at the men lustfully. It's haram, as Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has explained, that the two eyes commit zina, and their zina is the looking. And the two ears commit zina, and their zina is the listening. Listening to the haram. Listening to those slow jams, where the women are beautifying their voices, this is haram. Trying to listen into the conversations of the women when a gathering of sisters comes to your house. This is haram for us to sit and listen to the voices of the sisters. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes on to help us in this by commanding the women with this statement, إِنِ اتَّقَيْتُنَّ فَلَا تَخْضَعْنَ بِالْقَوْلِ فَيَطَمَعَ الَّذِي فِي قَلْبِهِ مَرَضٌ وَقُلْنَ قَوْلًا مَعْرُوفًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the women in the Qur'an, if you fear Allah, talking to the women, if you fear Allah, if you fear Allah, then don't beautify your voices, so that the one who has a disease in his heart will be lustful after you. But speak in an ordinary manner. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands the women not to beautify their voices. When you call on the phone, sisters, don't beautify your voices. When you answer the door, and there are men at the door, don't beautify your voices. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited you this. And the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam has showed us that listening is zina. This listening to the haram is zina. Listening to these women beautify their voices on the radio. Listen to them beautifying their voices on the TV set. This is haram. As the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, he tells us that the two ears commit zina, and their zina is the listening. And the tongue commits zina, and the zina of the tongue is the speech. It's haram for us to be talking to people who it's not permissible for us to talk to from amongst the opposite sex, as the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam is explaining in this hadith. And whoever guards his tongue, then the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam guarantees him Jannah. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in the hadith of al-Bukhari Muslim, مَنْ أَضْمَنْ لِي مَا بَيْنَ لَحْيَيْهِ وَمَا بَيْنَ رِجْلَيْهِ أَضْمَنْ لَهُ الْجَنَّةِ. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, that whoever guarantees me that which is between his two jaws, referring to his tongue, keeping it away from the haram, and he guards that which is between his two legs, referring to his private part, then I will guarantee him Jannah. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is showing us that it is haram for us to speak to those women, or for the women to speak to those men, that it's not permissible for them to speak to. And this is a part of our iman. And your iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not be correct until you correct that which comes off of your tongue. As the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us, لا يستقيم قلب عبد حتى لا يستقيم. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this authentic hadith, he says, لا يستقيم عبد حتى يستقيم قلبه ولا يستقيم قلبه حتى يستقيم لسانه. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this authentic hadith collected by At-Tabarani and is At-Targhib wa Tarhib, he says that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that a slave of Allah would not be upright and correct, or his iman will not be upright and correct. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لا يستقيم إيمان عبد, that the iman of a servant will not be correct and upright until his heart is correct and upright. And his heart will not be correct and upright until his tongue is correct and upright. Here the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this authentic hadith is telling us that we have to watch what we say, because the tongue commits zina, and the zina is the speech. And the hand commits zina, and the zina is the touch. By touching women that you have no business touching. By hugging women you have no business hugging. And by the sisters touching the men. This is haram and this deen, as the touching or the hand commits zina, and the zina is the touch. And listen to the hadith of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. لِأَنْ يُطَعَنَ فِي رَأْسِ أَحَدِكُمْ مِنْ مِخْيَطٍ مِنْ حَدِيدٍ خَيْرٌ لَهُ مِنْ أَنْ يَمَسَّ امْرَأَةً لَا تَحِلُّ لَهُ. And this hadith collected by At-Tabarani in his Mu'jam al-Kabir, and it's authentic. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, it is better for one of you to have an iron spike driven in his head instead of touching a lady that's not permissible for him. Here the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam shows us the seriousness of touching someone that we have no permission to touch. Don't think that it's okay for you to shake hands with women that it's not permissible for you to shake hands with. Don't say that there's extreme, that the brothers are being extreme, or that this is overdoing it. This is the statement of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whose hand never touched a lady that was not permissible to him. Brothers, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and stay away from shaking the sister's hand. Stay away from touching the women. Stay away from touching the women. Hugging the women, this is haram, because the hand commits zina, and the zina is the touch. And the legs commit zina, and the zina is the step. And this is the step towards walking towards the haram. And don't play with the deen by saying, I only drove over to the sister's house. And the leg commits zina, and I didn't walk, I drove. Don't say that you rode your bike over there or you caught the plane. Because the statements of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam are valid until yawm al-qiyamah. Walhamdulillah, that whether you drove, or whether you rode the bike or caught the train or the plane, that when you get off it, you have to walk to the haram. And the feet, they commit the zina, and the zina is the step. Even if you're disabled and you're in a wheelchair, You have to take that one step to get in the bed to commit the haram. And the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam said that the feet or the leg commit zina, and their zina is the step. And the heart desires it. When the eyes see what they see, when they commit zina, the heart wants to fulfill it. And when the ears hear what they hear, and when the tongue says what it says, and the hand touches what it touches, and the feet walk to that place that it walks to, the heart desires it, and the private parts would either confirm it or reject it. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us away from zina. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to increase us in our understanding of this deen. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to not let the weak Muslims trick us with these statements that there is extremism in Islam. This deen is an easy deen, and we have to stay away from the haram, and zina is haram in every aspect, as the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam has explained it. So don't go near zina, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for its success. بسم الله الحمد لله وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد الله تبارك وتعالى he tells us in the Quran ولا تقربوا الزنا إنه كان فاحشة وساء سبيلا Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says don't go near zina. Indeed it is an evil characteristic and an evil way. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited us from going near zina. And in the first part of the khutbah, we were talking about the zina that leads up to the actual zina of the private parts. And now we want to talk about that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about by actually committing the act of zina, by having illegal sexual relations with someone you have no business being with. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prohibits this and makes it haram in the strongest language. As the ulama say that it's stronger than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, don't go near zina, instead of saying, zina is haram. They say that it is stronger when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, don't go near zina, instead of saying, zina is haram. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, don't go near anything that leads up to zina. This isn't just like saying zina is haram, so the brother, he's hanging out with the sister, talking to her, listening to her, playing with her, touching her. He says that I didn't put it in. And he thinks that he hasn't committed fornication and adultery because he didn't put it in. And he says, I didn't commit fornication and adultery because I didn't put it in. And the sister says, I didn't go all the way. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't just prohibit you from going all the way, but he prohibits you from everything that leads up to it. As the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us in this authentic hadith that we were looking at in the first part of the khutbah, brothers, leave those girlfriends alone. It's a shame that the Muslim men are still walking around with these kuffar women committing fornication. It's a shame. And it's even shameful that the brothers have the audacity to come forward and say, brother, I'm still messing around with her. Leave those stinking kafir women alone and repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's haram to practice this zina and to do anything that's close to it. This is an evil characteristic and this is an evil way. Leave those kafir women alone. Leave those kafir women alone and fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and repent to your Lord. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited this, brothers, so stay away from those women. And this goes for the women too. Unfortunately, we've been tested with our little girls being pregnant by the kuffar. And it's a shame that there's countless, unfortunately, little Muslim girls who have gotten pregnant by kafir men. How many Muslim girls have given birth to a little kafir baby? When are we going to protect our little innocent Muslim girls from these kuffar men? By marrying them off, as Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives us advice and gives us the solution to falling into this haram with his statement sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya ma'ashara al-shabab, man istata'a minkum al-ba'a falyatazawwaj, fa'innahu aghaddu lil-basar, wa ahsanu lil-farji, wa man lam yastati'a fa'alayhi bis-sawmi, fa'innahu lahu wija'. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in this authentic hadith collected by Al-Bukhari and Muslim, he tells us, O you group of young people, and how evil is it for the older people. O you group of young people, whoever has the ability to get married, then I command him to get married. Because indeed it helps him to lower his gaze. And it helps him to preserve his private parts. And whoever doesn't have the ability to get married, then fast. Because this fasting is a means of castration. The Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, he gave us the solution to prevent us from falling into the haram of committing zina, and this is by getting married. Save yourselves, brothers, by marrying the halal. The Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam commands you to marry. And for those brothers who don't have the ability to get married, don't look at us like you're animals. You're believers in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Muslims. And you have can be patient by fasting as the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has advised you. Don't say, akhi, I don't have enough money to get married, therefore I have to practice fornication and adultery. Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam gave you the answer, fast so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could increase you with His blessings upon you and increase your wealth until you have the ability to get married. Those brothers who are married, who continue to play around with the kuffar women, and to continue to commit adultery and fornication after they've been married to beautiful Muslim women, it's haram, stay away from those women. Even if you're already married. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He advises you, فَانْكِحُوا مَا طَابَ لَكُم مِّنَ النِّسَاءِ مَثْنَى وَثُلَاثَ وَرُبَاعَ. Marry whatever you please, whoever you please from the women that you like, 2, 3, and 4. Just stay away from the haram. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited us, brothers and sisters, from fornication and adultery. Stay away from it. It is an evil characteristic and it is an evil way. Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after making this issue very clear to us, that the actual going all the way or the putting it in is haram and everything that leads up to it is haram. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in this next hadith, authentically collected by Imam Hakim, he shows us another type of fornication that is widespread amongst the Muslims. As the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, الرِّبَا ثَلَاثَةٌ وَسَبْعُونَ بَابًا أَيْصَرُهَا مِثْلُ أَنْ يَنْكِحَ الرَّجُلُ أُمَّهُ. And this authentic hadith, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, الرِّبَا, usury and interest, has 73 doors, or 73 branches, or chapters, and the easiest chapter from amongst those chapters, or the one with the least amount of sin, is like a man having sex with his mother. Can you imagine fornicating with your own mother? This is what you do, or this is the example of what you do when you practice this riba. When you buy and you sell with these riba transactions, when you pay the usury and you use it, and you sign the contract on these credit cards to use it, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he shows us that this is like committing fornication with your own mother. Brothers and sisters in Islam, stay away from this riba. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala in many verses has made it haram. And save yourselves and purify your wealth by giving charity, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, يَمْحَقُ اللَّهُ الرِّبَى وَيُرْبِ الصَّدَقَاتِ. That Allah makes the riba a failure, and He increases the sadaqah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make your wealth decrease, and will make your wealth not benefit you when you continue to act in this riba, when you continue to practice this riba. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would continue to bestow His blessings upon you and increase you in your wealth when you give sadaqah. Give your wealth fi sabilillah so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can purify your wealth and increase your wealth and that you can stay away from the haram. This is guidance from the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we ask Allah to make us amongst the strong Muslims. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to rid our Muslim community of zina. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the strength to enjoin what is right and forbid what is wrong when we see this zina in our community. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to safeguard our little Muslim girls and to protect them from the zina of the kuffar, Oh Allah, save our precious Muslim girls from the zina practiced with the kuffar. Oh Allah, save us from this evil characteristic and grant us Jannah and save us from the hellfire. Walhamdulillah.